It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And joining us here this morning from FHN, Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer as well, Catherine Martinez is back with us. Catherine, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me here today. FHN, of course, announced its first hospitalized virus patient last week. Talk about that, and have there been more since then?
Sure. So we have treated additional positive COVID-19 patients at FHN, as well as patients under investigation and presumed patients. So just to clarify a little bit, positive COVID-19 patients mean that we've actually gotten a result of the testing that was done. A patient under investigation is truly a patient that's been tested and the test results may not be back yet, or they're in the process of being screened. We also have what's now considered a presumed patient, and that's someone who shares the same close living space with another individual who has a positive confirmed case of COVID-19.
What about FHN? Are you preparing for a dramatic increase in potential virus patients?
For the last 2 weeks at FHN, we've been in preparatory mode. We're ensuring that we're able to continue to deliver safe quality care to our patients. However, we are preparing for a surge or a large increase in the number of patients we'll be providing care to. At this time, we're making plans to care for approximately double the number of our daily emergency room patients, as well as being able to care for 200 hospitalized patients. And this is all based on predictive models coming from a variety of sources.
We're talking to Catherine Martinez, Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer as well at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Catherine, give us some of the specific staff actions in place to be ready for this surge.
So we have many different actions in place, such as we've initiated our incident command structure so that we're making decisions for the entire organization, because obviously our COVID-19 pandemic affects our office practices as well as our hospital setting and emergency room. We are also adjusting hours in office practices as well as in, you know, canceling elective procedures. And that's all truly to isolate those infectious patients from non-infectious patients. Our staff is training. They are training in a variety of different measures because we're adapting to the situation as it continues to evolve. We've also implemented risk assessment screening tools, a hotline, and virtual visits, which are all new concepts for us at FHN, and our staff has been overwhelmingly adaptive to these ideas.
Tell us, I know there's some people out there still not really taking this as seriously as maybe they should. You are expecting a surge, and what do you think the timing of this is going to be?
Well, we're not expecting the surge to the extent of New York City, obviously, but we do expect a surge in Northwest Illinois. Many models are making predictions regarding the prevalence of COVID-19 disease in the state of Illinois. And their predictions are truly telling us that we should expect an increase in the number of positive patients by April 6th, so next week, with a highest surge around the middle of April. Now, these models may not be 100% accurate, and the surge might be earlier or later, but we are preparing and we are prepared. And we are starting to see an increase in the number of patients with respiratory symptoms. So therefore, it's still important to socially isolate and shelter in place if possible.
What about your staff? I know that personal protective equipment is a big issue out there, whether or not you have enough or adequate in terms of supplies for your staff to keep them protected, to keep them and their families healthy. Tell us about that situation at FHN.
So FHN, like all healthcare organizations across the country, does have a limited supply of personal protective equipment, or PPE. We started very early when the COVID-19 pandemic began to try to accumulate more supplies as needed. Our staff has initiated conservation methods over a week and a half ago, and really what this allows us to do is have the appropriate PPE, or personal protective equipment, at the time when we're caring for those positive COVID-19 patients. We're ensuring that we keep our staff, our patients, and our community safe.
How is the FHN staff, all the providers there, reacting to the changes in their work environment?
Well, like everybody else, this COVID-19 pandemic has really impacted our entire community, including our FHN team. Our awesome team members have initiated a We're All in This Together campaign, which is including colorful hearts across our organization and a common bond across the organization. We're grateful to have our entire team, from those who are at what we can call the front line, who are caring for our patients, to those who've had to work from home, and especially for those whose schedules have been altered. While here at FHN, our lives have changed some, I also want to take this opportunity to really thank all the other essential and critical workers, such as our EMS, fire, police, grocery store clerks, etc. I appreciate all your work, and I know that the FHN team supports all of your work as well.
What about the community response to this? What have you been seeing? What have you been hearing?
We've been truly overwhelmed with the outpouring from our community. The demonstration of kindness and support has been amazing. Sometimes it's just random acts of kindness, such as lunch delivery to the emergency room, thank you notes, appreciation posts on Facebook. All of these things really truly reignite the passion that our team has in caring for others. And we want to demonstrate that we're here to serve our community during the COVID-19 pandemic and always. And more so than ever, our vision of healthcare excellence for our communities remains strong.
You know, I think it's common when there's a health crisis, whether we've had, you know, people have had in their families health crises before. Now, all of a sudden, we have a national health crisis. We just kind of step back and suddenly we stop taking other things for granted that we've been taken for granted before. Is there anything else that you'd like to relay to the listeners out there from FHN, Catherine?
Truly, it's the simple things that make a big difference right now. So continue washing your hands, soap and water or hand sanitizer. Practice that social distancing. Stay at home if you can, especially if you're over the age of 60. Eat healthy, hydrate, exercise. And then one thing I really request from our community is that at 8 o'clock every night to just take a moment and think of all the patients with COVID-19, their families, those who have died, and all those workers, essential workers as well as healthcare workers, and especially those at FHN, and just offer a moment of gratitude at this point in time.
And Catherine, can people find out, do you have suggestions as to where people can keep apprised of this and find out more information?
Our FHN Facebook page, as well as our website of www.fhn.org, have factual and accurate information, as well as ask an FHN team member. If we don't have the answers to your questions, we'll find them.
And I guess the other thing relating to Facebook is, unless it's on the FHN Facebook page, a lot of this other Facebook information out there is suspect, isn't it?
It is, and as with any Facebook posting, we have to take it as, you know, what has been, who the originator is, and an opinion, and truly go to those factual sites, whether it's ours or the Illinois Department of Public Health or the Centers for Disease Control. Make sure you're getting the right facts if you're going to seek treatment or try measures at home.
All right, Catherine, thanks for visiting. Very important topic as we have this health crisis out there. You stay well, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, Catherine Martinez. She is Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer for FHN here this morning, talking about the virus crisis here this morning. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.